This is Spring Tribe Podcast. Today I'm recording with Manoj Kunar Singh. He is a researcher and also a motivational speaker and author from India. He is researching rare diseases, and with his motivational speaking and his literature, he's spreading positivity, spirituality, and his love with words. And there are some words of healing. It's always great to talk about poetry, spirituality, storytelling, motivation. Very welcome to be with you.
Thank you so much, Flo. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So maybe as a researcher for rare diseases, and as like, how do you try to help people with words instead of the research?
When we talk about a human being, right, the disease aspect is something that is affecting people at different aspects, right? And as a researcher, our thing is that we want the best quality of life for everyone. So let's talk about someone who is suffering from a rare condition, and that is from birth. The person hasn't asked for that rare condition because of which he or she is suffering, and their family is suffering. And as because we are part of a society, there is a problem at the social level also. Then because this is a rare disease or a rare condition, so the family also suffers because of the health condition, because the cost of treatment is very high. So financial stress is also there in the family. So, and at the same time, most of the time, our society has labeled people with rare condition as forever dependent on them, which I believe is not correct. Given the right environment, also these people with rare conditions are productive to the society, and they can contribute to the society equally as other normal individuals can do. So here comes the role of words. Let's say words, when we are talking, we are doing it through words, right? Language is another thing. But when we are in our own area, we speak same language. Let's now first of all keep the language aside, but whichever place we are, we communicate through words. And this is verbal way, and non-verbal ways are different, gestures and all those things. But let's talk about the verbal ways. When we talk to people, we use words. And right words, when spoken at the right time, can help heal people. And let's say through example that you were a child and you were crying because of something has happened to you in a school, and then your mother comes and she cajoles you, tells you some good things, and those kind words from your mother, when you hear it, the way those words were told to you, you forgot your sadness and you came out of it, you healed, right? You became happy. See, the impact is there. Because we are so busy in our life, our mind is so busy that we have been made to do busy and to be busy and to compete with each other, that we forget that how powerful those little words from your mother during that time, or from someone who came and gave you those beautiful words which helped you come out of your sorrow and sadness. So these are some of the ways how words are daily helping you heal. Healing is not something that you say that I have to carry out a big tantra and mantra thing, and then only those words are going to work in your mind, body and soul. They are your daily routine words that you speak to the people around you, and the way you speak to them, or when you have written something and you have shared it with people around you, when they read it, when you are writing it, you have put up a pen and you are writing something, and If there is a grief in your heart and you have written it down, half the load from your heart goes off. You feel lighter. So these words are helping you heal. So
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
basically.
Like for me, I'm also having
Yeah.
like similar experience. Like I'm like Catholic Christian, so we have like we're calling the Bible like our holy book as the good news. So like basically the idea is many good words in it, and I think like a lot of religions or spiritual traditions always sharing this idea of giving a blessing or sharing a good story, making making life meaningful to people, making suffering meaningful, like every condition you are in that's full of meaning, and that even like the saddest moments, the painful moments can have a meaning and can be transformed through the practice of belief. This is like the religious practice. And I think on the other way, similar in literature or movies, which are like getting our attention, like getting our emotions. What
Yes,
do you think about
definitely.
that?
Yes. Because these are actually a form of expressions, right? Expressions are part of our emotion. They are very closely connected with our emotions. And why are we suffering? Because we don't have enough control or on our emotions. Our emotions of negativity or sadness, or sometimes when we fail, those emotions overwhelm us. So that leads us to suffering. But when we have an open heart and we are mindful of the situation around us, so we actually are able to express ourselves in a better way. And at the same time, during the time of suffering, you are able to find the solution why you are suffering. These are so very closely knit. Because when you have right things going on in your heart and your mind, you are mindful of it, these things actually help you focus on the solution part. Because suffering is with everyone. Good things come and go, bad things come and go. It is a continuous cycle. So when you are into the bad situation, why did you fall into the bad situation? What were the problems? So instead of blaming others or somebody else, a person who is mindful would actually try and come out of it, finding some solution. Okay, what should I be doing to come out of this situation? Right? And literature is also one a beautiful way of coming out. So personally, I have used poetry as my way of expression. When in sadness or let's say feeling low, you write. I write poetry and I share it with people. Basically, I write most of the time romantic. I do not like to write sad part because that is actually to my purpose is when I write, my writing should give a positive aspect to people. Even if I start with something that is sad or something that is not that good, negative part, but I always try to end it with positivity, such that when a person has done reading it, or even I am reading it, right? Once I have finished my work and I'm reading it again, it gives me that extra vibe, extra positive vibe that again pushes away the negativity. So when you are in the positive mind frame, you will always work for the solution and you always work in the positive direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like drafting a poem or even writing a book takes a lot of effort and the focusing of the mind. So when you're focusing on like the negative part, then there's like the negative part becomes stronger. And if you are focusing on the positive outcome, you will also like feel that there is a way out, and you can spread like positive message to it.
Yeah, definitely. And adding to this, I also use affirmations. I write affirmations. And at the same time, I share it with people around me. So it magnifies. See, if you are doing something good and you are sharing it with people, it magnifies. The impact is magnified. People around you feel happy. And so you are creating an environment around you that is happy and positive. So it ultimately helps you to also raise your vibrations, right? So
yeah,
these are how I am using the words to heal myself, heal people around me, create a healthy environment, and let's move ahead.
When did you start with poetry?
Actually, when I was in school, then only I would write. But again, during course of time, during my higher education, graduation, and post-graduation, I left with this writing part, and later on again restarted it during my working days when I was working in a biotech company. I had some extra time, so I restarted writing, and then I left everything because my life's purpose was to actually work for people with rare conditions. So I have now a trust which I am focusing on to create awareness about rare people. And I started the poetry along with it. And because it's difficult to actually do things your own. So these words have helped me to stay positive all the time. And that has also helped me actually build my tribe. Because like-minded people who love to spread positivity through their writing, I've been able to connect with those people. So most of the time you are in along with those people who are positive and have the same mindset.
Yeah, I think it's very important, like, to have, like, the surrounding has such a big impact on us that, like, if we like make everybody grow around us, we will grow ourselves. Or if we make everybody positive around us or try to heal their wounds, or our own wounds will be also healed.
Yes, yes, absolutely agreed with you.
Like you mentioned mindfulness, and there's like meditation techniques that try to empty the mind by just counting the breathing and letting go of the thoughts completely. Is something different from poetry where you like try to, let's say, focus on the good, or like how do mindfulness and poetry go together?
Yeah, see, what I believe is when we write, right, we are focused on it. What is mindfulness? And mindfulness is basically being aware of what is happening around you, being more observant, right? So when we write poetry or a story, it is, again, it demands us to be mindful, to be observant of what is happening around us. Even that could be within us. So when we are, let's say, it is a very difficult thing. Not everyone can write what they feel, right? So if you are able to write what you feel, that means you are mindful of what is going inside you. So this is something that helps you when you have written those words that is going on inside you. You have actually helped yourself heal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is how poetry and writing actually is connected with mindfulness. It's just that we don't actually focus on this thing.
I see. And so also, like, poetry could help us being mindful, or like seeing what our thoughts are, so the poetry can be a part of a daily life and not something additional, like, okay, I need to work during the day and in the evening I will do art, but having like somehow to include it in the daily life. Could you include the poetry in your life like that?
Yes, we can include poetry in our daily life. And other than poetry, any form of writing we can include, right? So as I told you that I use affirmation also. I write affirmation also. Let us start the day with affirmation. Because you are also Christian. So we start with the day. I'm a Hindu. So we started the day with praying to God, right?
Yes.
So that way we can start a day with a affirmation, a positive affirmation that we want in our life. So it has an impact automatically when we talk in the morning, when we recite those affirmatory words into positive affirmatory words. It has a positive impact in our life. So, and at the same time, when you're working, poetry doesn't need you to be focused on, oh, I need to work on this topic. I need to write on this topic. It doesn't. A true way of writing poetry is basically a flow. Creativity is something, a flow that comes to you. You don't have to run after the creativity. It's the energy that is flowing through you. And automatically it transforms into the word.
Yeah, you're really right. I would go with a couple of more questions. The one is, do you engage with intercultural or interreligious dialogue, or you know about other traditions? Because I think there are so many rich traditions of wisdom, of spirituality that can teach us a lot. Like, do you know something about this intercultural topics?
Yes, I do. And actually, I have friends who are Muslims. I have friends who are Christian. And I have Sikh friends who are, and I have friends who are Jain. And so we have different friends. And at the same time, within the same religion also, depending on the different region, we have different traditions. Different way of doing the same thing, like our ritual to pray to God. It varies from region to region. What I believe personally is that if I'm calling my God by some name, right? I call him by A name and you call him by B name, and somebody else calls him by C name or D name. Ultimately, he is our father. You call your father either dad or pop or papa or any name, you are calling your father. It's okay, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. We are till you are respectful to the divine who has given you birth and has blessed you, and you're calling him by any name, it's okay.
Yeah,
and it's respect.
Absolutely, I believe the same. I think just it's just a different way, pathway to get to the mountain, to enjoy the mountain view. And every religion or every traditions or art form can be like a guide to reach the mountaintop. But the view is very, very amazing. Whatever way you take to get to the mountain. But at the moment you get there, you can enjoy the view, no matter which route you came up.
Yes, definitely. And similarly, I believe that in life, when we have set a purpose in our life, right? A purpose, a goal has been set in our life. And what we, most of us actually go through is that if we have fixed a path, I have to follow this path. But to achieve a goal, there are so many n numbers of way you can actually reach that goal, reach that target.
Yeah.
So once you realize that there are so many ways, you won't be disappointed of the failures that may come or the blockages or the challenges come in your way. So this has actually helped me be motivated and help others being motivated. As a motivational speaker also, I try to tell people, teach them that this, see, it is okay to actually fall. It is okay. But again, important point is you have learned a lesson from that fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is how we should move ahead.
Yeah, for me, like my podcast is named Spring Tribe also because of the connection to nature, and that there's always a change of seasons, and after the winter there's again spring. So like it's always like blooming and like new plants growing. So that's
wondering,
really
right?
The wonder that happens. And I think also poetry or spirituality try to catch the moment where there is something that is unable to speak of, but somehow to describing the surrounding also get to the point at like somehow.
Yes, definitely. And writing and see, as you tell told that you are connected with nature. Similarly, I am also connected with nature. And my happy point is, or happy place is actually to be in nature. The greenery, the birds, and the sky, or the water there, the ground, everything. Nature heals automatically. You don't have to speak or think anything else. The fresh air brushes you, and that is enough to heal you, right? And many of my writings also that I do, other than poetry, writings that I do, and the affirmation, my affirmation is always containing that I'm connected with the Mother Earth.
Wow, really
So
nice.
it is something that I heal with nature. I always connect myself with Mother Earth and I heal with nature.
Now the last part of our interview, I would like to focus on questions. Is it true
Lovely.
that questions tell us more than answers ever will? What do you think about that?
Actually, that is a simple thing. Because let's say if you have told me or asked me to tell me about myself, I'll say only something that I am right now in frame, right? But if you would ask questions, you'll get to know more about me. So questions are evenly important. In fact, I believe they are more important than the answers because that give you freedom to actually open your mind to understand things.
Yeah, I think it's kind of guiding us to explore. When we have an
Yes.
answer, or when we're dealing with science, we can easily think that, okay, there's just facts or news, and we don't need to explore beyond these news or facts. But if we have questions, what is true beauty? Yeah, as a question.
Yes.
Then we start to
Yes.
explore, and we start to think, and we start to write, and we keep moving. And when we think we have an answer, we will stop our action and becoming lazy. Do you think
Yes.
it's
Yeah, actually, this is the same way. And in fact, I believe spirituality is the place where we have the freedom to ask questions, right? We have you can ask any type of question, any type of question. There is an answer to everything. Only you need to keep your heart open and have or practice mindfulness. Then you will find answers to every question you have in your mind or in your heart.
Wow, wonderful. Do you have a question at the moment which you are focusing on, like things you want to solve, or like a puzzle, or anything you would like to get an answer for?
Yeah, I'm actually, see, my life purpose is to serve people with rare conditions, right? So I just am right now, I'm seeking the clarity how I can help them better. How and what should I be doing more that I can do to create a better environment? Because ultimately, the aim is to actually bring a positive social transformation, such that everyone has a respect for everyone. And how can that be possible? I am changing, I know, because the change has to start within. So I'm changing. How could I take this change and help one person at a time, to bring that change, have that positive change? Because then it becomes power, right?
Yes.
Two people are then advocating, and two people would be spreading that positive transformation. So, how could that be done? So, I'm leaving myself to the divine guidance for that. that my let my poetry, my healing words, and my affirmations help that way and other ways around. Because for me, these are not only healing, but again, when we talk about writing, author being an author or a writer is a career opportunity also. So people who are suffering and are physically suffering and their health does not permit them to get a regular job. If they are good writing and expressing themselves, that is also a career opportunity for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my platform, I am trying to bring their this skill, I'm trying to work on this skill of theirs and help them be productive to the society. So they are through their words, they are healing people who will hear them or read them out there or entertain them through their imagination and all, writing fantasy or something else or stories that will entertain people. And at the same time, once they are professional into this writing skills, they will start earning and supporting their family. So the tag that you are forever dependent on everyone would be removed. That's the positive transformation I want.
Yeah, wonderful. I like fully support that. Let's make this social transformation and like a better understanding and support of the people who need it to find the voice and the expression to heal them and heal the world and make us like more unified.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. If people would like to get to know you more or read your poetry or your books or like attend a workshop or anything like that, how could they reach out to you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Manoj Kumar Singh underscore Dilse. I'll share you the entire write-up. You can put it in the description section. Or they can even follow my podcast, Dilse Manoj, Dilse underscore Manoj. And I'm on Facebook also. I'm on LinkedIn. My books are available on Amazon. So they can reach me anywhere, or they can even email me at manojksingh85@gmail.com. So they can reach me anywhere and they can connect with me, and I'll share with you my social media link. So they can directly go to the description section of this episode and reach me.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, perfect. So that's Springtribe Podcast, our talk today with Manoj Singh about healing, poetry, spirituality, a bit of intercultural and interreligious thoughts. Really wonderful to talk with you. And looking forward to read more about your poetry, and let's hope the best that your way of social transformation is very productive and very effective to make a positive change in the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Flo. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.